What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate it. Today we're going to talk about another game that I never played as a kid, just like the previous game, which was Russian Attack. I don't know if you've seen my playthrough of that on my YouTube channel, but it's up, and I enjoyed playing through it. Hopefully I'll do the same with this game. Anyway, today the game is Commando. It's a game that a lot of people talk about fondly. Once again, I never knew anybody who owned this game. I never played it myself. I played it more as an adult, and I plan to play it for a playthrough. So with that said, let's talk about Commando. Commando, released as Senjo no Okami, or Wolf of the Battlefield in Japan, is a vertical-scrolling run-and-gun shooter game released by Capcom for arcades in 1985. The game was designed by Takuro Fujiwara. It was distributed in North America by Data East and in Europe by several companies including Capcom, Death Leisure, and Sega SA Sonic. Versions were released for various home computers and video game consoles. It is unrelated to the 1985 film of the same name, which was released 6 months after the game. Still a pretty awesome movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Commando was a critical and commercial success, becoming one of the highest-grossing arcade video games of 1985 and one of the best-selling home video games of 1986. It was also highly influential, spawning numerous clones following its release, while popularizing the run-and-gun shooter genre. Its influence can be seen in many later shooter games, especially those released during the late 1980s to early 1990s. The game later appeared on Capcom Classics Collection, Activision Anthology, and the Wii Virtual Console Arcade, as well as Capcom Arcade Cabinet for PlayStation 3 and the Xbox 360. A sequel, Mercs, was released in 1989. The player takes control of a soldier named Super Joe, there's a name for you, who starts by being dropped off in a jungle by a helicopter, and has to fight his way out single-handedly, fending off a massive assault of enemy soldiers. Super Joe is armed with an assault rifle, which has unlimited ammo. Man, where can I get one of those? As well as a limited supply of hand grenades. While Joe can fire his gun in any of the 8 directions that he faces, his grenades can only be thrown vertically towards the top of the screen, irrespective of the direction Joe is facing. Unlike his assault rifle bullets, grenades can be thrown to clear obstacles, and explosions from well-placed grenades can kill several enemies at once. That is an efficient use of your time. And grenades. At the end of each level, the screen stops, and the player must fight several soldiers streaming from a gate or fortress. They are ordered out by a cowardly officer who immediately runs away, although shooting him in the back awards the player bonus points. What a great lesson to teach them kids! Along the way, one can attempt to free prisoners of war as they are transported across the screen by the enemy. Some game console ports of the game contain hidden underground shelters that can only be accessed with grenades. Inside these shelters are prisoners for the player to rescue. Some of these ports also include items. Among the items included in the NES version are a more powerful machine gun upgrade, an unlimited grenade upgrade, and glasses, in quotes, to let the player view all the hidden bunkers. The player will lose these upgrades after losing a life. So on the NES, you can get an unlimited machine gun and unlimited grenades. Sign me up. Extra lives are given at 10,000 points, and per 50,000 scored up to 960,000. Thereafter, no more lives are given. Play continues until the last Super Joe dies, which ends the game. The arcade version contains 8 unique levels. The NES version contains only 4 unique level designs, but repeats those levels with minor changes and increasing difficulty to create a total of 16 levels. Good night. The game was developed by Capcom, where it was designed by Takuro Fujiwara. He was currently leading the development of both Commando and Ghosts and Goblins at the same time. Both games sold well for Capcom upon release. A home version of the game developed by Capcom was released for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Activision released a port of the game for the Atari 2600, and INTV released a port for the Intellivision. Also, an Atari 7800 version by Sculptured Software was released in 1989. Elite released versions for many home computers. They released the Commodore 64, the ZX Spectrum, the BBC Micro, and Amstrad CPC versions in November 1985. The BBC Micro and Acorn Electronic versions were developed under contract by Catalyst Coders, while Elite developed the Amiga, Atari ST, Acorn Electron, the ZX Spectrum, Amstrad CPC, and the Commodore 64 versions. The Commodore 64 ports theme, a more complex and extended version of the arcade music, was created in less than 12 hours by Rob Hubbard. I started working on it late at night and worked on through the night. I took one listen to the original arcade version and started working on the C64 version. By the time everyone arrived at 8 a.m. in the morning, I had loaded the main tune on every C64 in the building. I got my check and was on a train home by 10 a.m. That's impressive. The arcade version was released on the Virtual Console as Wolf of the Battlefield Commando in Japan on October 5, 2010, and in North America on December 6, 2010, and in the PAL region on December 17, 2010. The Atari 8-bit version was created by Sculptured Software in 1989 and was intended to be released by Atari Corporation for the XE game system. However, although the game appeared in Atari catalogs at the time, it never reached the market in spite of being completed. In the 2000s, the game's prototype cartridge was found. In Japan, Game Machine listed Senjo no Okami on their June 1985 charts as being the most successful table arcade unit of the month. In the United States, it had topped the American Replay chart for upright arcade cabinets by November 1985. In the United Kingdom, it became one of the top-grossing arcade games in London West End test locations, leading to orders for thousands of units in the UK alone, where it became a major hit. Commando similarly became a major hit across Europe. It had become the world's top arcade game at the time. Commando ended the year as the highest-grossing arcade game of 1985 in the United Kingdom, while also outperforming Track and Field, the UK's highest-grossing arcade game of 1984. In the United States, it was one of the top three highest-grossing arcade video games of 1985, along with fellow Data East released Karate Champ and Kung Fu Master. Mike Roberts of Computer Gamer called it a very exciting game and said the quality of animation and graphics is superb. Computer and video games praised the fast-paced gameplay, smooth movement, rousing musical jingle, and cartoon-style graphics, while criticizing the lack of color in the graphics. Cashbox magazine said it is fierce and strategic, the graphics realistic and the firepower explosive. Now remember, they're saying all about a video game, so don't take it literal, which makes it an exciting and challenging play experience. The home computer ports of Commando topped the UK software sales charts in December 1985, becoming the seventh best-selling game of 1985 in the UK. It topped the charts again in January 1986. It went on to become one of the top three best-selling games of 1986 in the UK. In the United States, the home computer versions received two gold awards from the Software Publishers Association in 1987 for more than 200,000 units sold in the region. The NES version released in 1986 and sold 1.14 million copies worldwide. Computer Gaming World said that few cartridges can equal Commando's non-stop action on the NES. Touch Arcade gave the iOS version a score of 2.5 out of 5 stars. Nintendo Life wrote, Commando might be one of the few examples of a stripped-down port actually being stronger than the original game. These later ports added power-ups, better music, and depth to the gameplay that are all sadly lacking in the arcade original. Computer Gaming Magazine Game of the Year Awards gave the original arcade version of Commando the award for Best Coin-Op Game of the Year, beating Paperboy and Marble Madness. After being ported to home computers, Commando was voted Best Arcade-Style Game of the Year at the 1986 Golden Joystick Award, giggity, and won the award for Best Shoot-'em-up Game of the Year, according to readers of Crash Magazine. Commando was a highly influential game, popularizing the run-and-gun shooter genre along with military shooter themes. It led to run-and-gun games becoming the dominant style of shoot-'em-up during the late 1980s to early 1990s, when Yorke Sinclair called Commando, the great granddaddy of the modern shoot 'em up genre. It has also been credited as the product that shot Capcom to 8-bit Silicon stardom in 1985, closely followed by Ghost and Goblins. Commando spawned numerous clones following its release. Home computer clones and imitators released later the same year included Who Dares Win and Rambo. The most successful Commodore imitator was SNK's arcade hit Akiri Warriors, which spawned two sequels. The run-and-gun shooter format of Commando was also adapted into a side-scrolling format by Konami's Green Beret, i.e. Russian Attack, later the same year. Ooh, Russian Attack, go see my video. Commando was followed by a sequel titled Mercs in 1989, which is known as Senjo no Akami 2 in Japan. However, it was not as successful as Commando or Akira Warriors. Takiro Fujiwara was disappointed that he did not develop a Commando sequel sooner, as the arcade market already had numerous Commando imitators by the time Mercs released. A second sequel, Wolf of the Battlefield Commando 3, was released as a downloadable title for Xbox Live Arcade and the PlayStation Network in 2008. Outside Japan, the arcade version of Bionic Commando was marketed as a sequel to Commando, and the main character, a nameless soldier in the game, is identified as Super Joe in an American brochure for the game. Super Joe would appear as the actual supporting character in the later versions of Bionic Commando for the Nintendo Entertainment System and Game Boy, as well as in Bionic Commando Elite Forces. In the 2009 version of Bionic Commando for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, the character of Super Joe is identified as Joseph Gibson, one of the three player characters in Mercs. The game Duet by Elite Systems Limited was also called first Commando 86, then Commando 87. There you have it, folks. There is the brief history of the video game Commando. Much like Russian Attack, I'm going to try to play this game and try to beat it. Hopefully I will. I'm excited. This is another game I never played as a kid, and I get to play it now as an adult. I hope you guys are excited too. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you enjoy the forthcoming video of me playing this game. Anyway, if you get some time this week, play Commando. Hey, play Russian Attack, play Akira Warriors, Karate Champ, Kung Fu Master, any of the games I mentioned. Just play a game. How cool is that? But as always, keep being good people, be good to those around you, and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobendgaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.